Hello and welcome to Twin Flames, the Great Spiritual Awakening podcast, where you can listen to real-life stories from those who answered the call of divine love. I'm your host, Dennis. I'm a certified ascension coach with Twin Flames Universe. I've been on my twin flame journey for several years now, and I'm living in union with my twin flame thanks to the teachings of union at twinflamesuniverse.com. For every episode of this podcast, I am joined by special guests who are on various stages of the twin flame journey. Some of them are newer, while others have already achieved a union or even harmonious twin flame union. So every week you get a close-up glance into their personal twin flame journey, and you get to really find out what happened on their journey. How did they overcome the biggest challenges, and what did they do to get to where they are today and have real and permanent success on the twin flame journey? Enjoy, and always remember, only love is real and love never fails. For our episode today, I have the pleasure to welcome here with me Carmel. Hello, Carmel. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Dennis. Happy to be here.
Happy to have my story. Wonderful. Looking forward to hearing all about it. You know, one thing about you that I always found very remarkable is how young you were when you started applying the teachings of union and when you found the work. From what I know, you were 17, right? Which is really, really young. Like, most people find it later. And yeah, that's a really, really cool thing. And I feel like that's a big part of your story too, because you healed a lot around your family and becoming independent. And that is a big piece of what led you to finding your true twin flame. So I want to dive into that entire story today with you. But to get started with you from the very beginning, I am wondering, when did your spiritual journey or your spiritual awakening begin? Was that at 17, or was that something that happened even earlier?
Yeah, definitely earlier, probably from when I was very young, like since I was aware of, you know, myself. You know, I was always looking for, I was just always looking for, you know, security and peace and safety from a very young age. And so that was something I was looking for with my heart. But in terms of like, you know, spirituality, I probably read my first like self-help book at like 15 years old. And that was When You See It, You'll Believe It by Wayne Dyer. And I just like really pulled that one apart. And that was probably like my first spiritual book I fell in love with.
That's really cool. And how did that lead you, this like, you know, once you got into spirituality, how did all of that lead you to Twin Flames and finding Twin Flames Universe and Jeff and Shalia?
So I found Twin Flames just on I was just scrolling through my Facebook feed and found a news article on Twin Flames, and I just simply resonated with the points that they were making about Twin Flames. And from there, just researching about Twin Flames, and yeah, didn't look back. I was quite hooked. From that article, I found.
And so you basically found the concept of twin flames first, but you didn't have like necessarily a person that awakened you to the process.
That's right. Yeah. I wasn't like really looking for someone, to be honest. I was looking for, I'm not sure, just like, I was always looking for truth, just truth. And that article I found did remind me of someone in my life, which that was my false twin flame, and that really opened up things. So I guess there was a person involved in that process that took me deeper.
I see. And then from how did you find Jeff and Shalia then?
Just through YouTube, just through that. As I continued to look deeper, I found Jeff and Shalia on their YouTube channel.
And from you know, because like when you read that twin flame article and you probably began your research, how did you like go through like filtering through the information and recognizing for yourself that Jeff and Shalia are the ones that have the piece that I'm looking for, and you know, that can really help me with my twin flame union?
Well, leading up to that, I like the content I was watching. It was, you know, I was into it because it was about twin flames. But when I compared that to Jeff and Shalia's, like when I found Jeff and Shalia's channel, they didn't want anything from me. Like they weren't trying to like control or manipulate. They were just there to like speak the truth. And when I listened to them, it just felt like the first time hearing something real. And it was kind of like something that you could just relax into and be like, I enjoyed this. I feel safe here. It feels good. And once I found them, everything else kind of, all the other content kind of fell away because it was kind of pointless.
Beautiful. And you became a life student of Twin Flame Ascension School and Life Purpose class pretty quickly after finding Twin Flames Universe and Jeff and Shalia. How did that happen? And how was it for you when you had your first classes with them? Mm-hmm. And maybe specifically your very first one. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, so I was like tossing up between like working with Fabian, who's a master certified ascension coach, and Jeff and Shalia. So I went to Fabian first, probably because it was just like, you know, he was a bit smaller at the time and I probably felt a bit more comfortable. And, you know, I had a consultation with Fabian and he suggested I join Twin Flame Ascension School or a class and begin working with Jeff and Shalia. So that felt good to me. I joined my first class and they weren't being recorded at the time. This was just before the recorded classes. And did you want me to share about like my first class experience?
Yeah, please. Absolutely.
Yeah. So I just felt like very gently welcomed into the class. And one thing I remember from that class was Jeff speaking to my relationship with my mother, and I found that quite significant because I'd just met Jeff, and you know, for someone to speak to that place that's so intimate and you know really go to that place with me, but I felt safe there and unpacking that with him was quite significant. And you know, that's something that, you know, I kind of knew from that point. I was hooked on going deeper with Jeff and Shalia because I knew that they could help me grow and improve.
And over the course of the entire recording time, like when for the people who have Twin Flame Ascension School, for those who have, like they can see your journey of what you know what you work through during these 2 years. And that was the time when you, I mean, for one, what I mentioned in the beginning, like you healed a lot with your family and also with your false twin flame, you had that false twin flame experience. So to dive first into the false twin flame experience, once you began the teaching and, you know, the mirror exercise and really healing what your reality was showing you, what happened with that false twin flame?
With my false twin flame, I didn't know he was a false twin flame until my true twin flame was revealed to me.
Of course.
But it was quite a stark, like it was just revealed to me by Jeff and Shalia. So it was quite, you know, quick. So once I had found out that he was no longer my twin flame and we unpacked the reality of the relationship that I was in with this false twin flame, I just immediately let it go and started, you know, unpacking that energy from my life and removing that energy from my life because I knew it was no longer necessary in any way. And yeah, still healing, like it's been a journey releasing that energy.
And when you say like, you know, unpacking the, because I believe the words you use were like unpacking the reality of that relationship. What was it that Jeff and Shia helped you in this case to see about this person or your relationship with them that like you didn't see before that made you open your eyes to what was really going on there?
Really, that was that this person was stretching me and stringing me along, and not, you know, not reciprocating the relationship in any way, just continuing to ask for my love. But, you know, I would have never been enough. So it was kind of just always being strung along. That was like the reality and the basis of the relationship.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm. That's a profound recognition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And was that something that, you know, once that was revealed to you, something you realized like was a pattern you generally had in relationships where this person was like showing you and helping you to learn?
Yeah, I'd say there's a pattern in relationships where I probably hold on to relationships for longer than I need to. And that I see how that ties in there. Perhaps comes down to, you know, self-value and understanding what a healthy relationship is and, yeah, what a healthy relationship is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Learning what that is so you know what is and what isn't a healthy relationship.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's also something that I believe you've learned a lot when it comes to what you've healed with your family. Like, I've watched your classes in Twin Flame Ascension School and I've mm-hmm. always found them very helpful when it comes to healing my own family stuff and relationship stuff. So my question to you about that is, what, I guess, for, you know, for the listeners to kind of be in the picture of what happened with your story there. So when you started healing and, you know, you went to Infirm Ascension School and just healing your consciousness, what happened with your family there?
Mm-hmm. So it was basically, at the core of it, it was between me and my biological mother. Because
mm-hmm.
my family was kind of followed her lead, all of my family.
Gotcha.
So when I was guided early on to reveal to her about my twin flame journey and what I'd found, what I'm embarking on. And, you know, when I revealed that to her, she was closed off to it. Her heart was closed off to it. I think she was just afraid that what I'd found wasn't safe. And mm-hmm. instead of looking at that and getting clear on what I'd found and seeing if, you know, I had found something good for me, she was stuck in the idea that I was unsafe and this was a, you know, bad mm-hmm. path. And basically, as I went deeper and deeper into the teachings, she became more upset, and that upset increased, and it was very, like, it became abusive, quite abusive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And in this process, again, from what I remember from classes, you went through like a longer phase where you were getting clear on what choices your mother, your family in this case, was making. And what was your process to, you know, get to that clarity of what they are choosing and whether this is a healthy relationship or not?
Mm-hmm. Well, it takes a lot of faith because, you know, people can be good at hiding things if they mm-hmm. want a relationship to continue. So sometimes you're in this zone where, like, you kind of just got to, you know, keep unpacking it because the truth always reveals itself.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of got to be in faith and with God and reveal the relationship fully to see if there's love there or not.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a process, and it's not an easy thing to, you know, find that there's, you know, perhaps abuse in your relationship with your family, an abusive yeah. relationship. But God's there to catch you. So, yeah, I revealed, like, that's healing. That is so big for me because now I know what my foundation is, and it's God.
Mm-hmm. So in this process, what did you learn about, like, setting boundaries and when you need to set a boundary? And also, you know, when you feel something and it's no longer your upset or block, but, you know, because, like, sometimes with, like, relationships, when you're trying to figure out whether is this a healthy relationship or not, like, you
using that for one is like a mirror effect. Okay, what is this showing me? What is upsetting me? But where is that point where you're like, okay, I feel this, I'm at peace, and this is no longer about me, but the other person is still not choosing love here, and I need to put up a boundary because I no longer want this in my life.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it's when you show up for the relationship and you feel bad. Like, if you show up in love and peace and the relationship itself feels bad still.
Mm.
So you, when you've healed what the relationship's showing you and you've come to peace and you show up for the relationship and either like they're not there for you or they're not there to love you, or you continually experience just not feeling loved in the relationship, I think then you know that to look deeper mm-hmm. at that relationship.
Mm.
Yeah.
It is, it's really deep. I love how you put these things like so simply. to kind of stay with that for a bit. So with this, like, what did you learn about putting boundaries in this experience? Was that something, or like, you know, to kind of add something to the question, was setting boundaries something that you were generally good with, even like before, something that you really had to learn along the way?
It was something I had to learn. Yeah, I mean, I had no idea. I didn't even hear of boundaries before. Mm-hmm. You know, the teachings of union. I didn't. I just thought you give all of yourself to every relationship, you know. but yeah, it really came down to, it was quite significant for me because I was kind of presented with a choice. When my family was revealed to me, to either, was I going to choose a foundation of abuse or was I going to choose a foundation of love? So that was such a clear boundary for me. It wasn't like I kind of had to make a decision in that moment because it was mm-hmm. so clear, the two sides that had been revealed.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it was a very quick learning of a boundary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I see. You eventually like moved out of your family's place at that point. And again, you were still really young. And I know when I watched you in Tifas and you shared about this and what you were going through, I was like, oh wow, Karma really has, like, she's so brave. Like, I would be like scared shitless if I had to go through that. But at the same time, of course, we have the mirror exercise and, you know, every journey is perfect. But I was always like, wow, like, you're so brave for, you know, having that, going through that experience. So how was it for you to move out of your family's place at such a young age and, you know, begin building your own foundation and becoming independent and standing on your own feet?
I would say, like, it was very relieving, to be honest. There was a lot of, you know, physical exertion. Like, mm-hmm. I obviously had to work to start getting something underneath my feet.
Mm-hmm.
But when you compare the peace that comes with you just having to put a bit of extra effort in to get something underneath your feet, like, it's an obvious choice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got to leave in a toxic environment that was quite constraining. It wouldn't let me be myself. And I moved into my own space.
Mm-hmm.
And even though I didn't have anything like furniture or whatever, I had peace. And I had the space to be myself. And that's everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Love that.
Mm-hmm.
When you moved out, the first place you found was actually with your true twin flame, which you didn't know at that point. How mm-hmm. how did it feel when you guys met for the first time?
Mm-hmm. When I look back into my heart, it was very seamless. It was a very seamless thing.
Mm-hmm.
I obviously wasn't focusing on him being my twin flame. I was focused on, you know, getting something underneath my feet, my mm-hmm. false twin flame, you know, all that stuff, But he was just a very gentle soul and quiet and, you know, yeah, it was just a very peaceful experience as things started off, yeah.
And during the time that you guys lived together and you didn't know you were twin flames, how did your relationship evolve? Did you begin building a friendship, or what was going on there?
Yeah, I'm very like this, so I was just like doing my thing, but he often would like, you know, invite me out for coffee, or, you know, he'd buy me little presents. And I didn't have much money at the time. I just moved out, on my own. So, and he would like even like, you know, pack my cupboard with some of his food. And, you know, you warm up to someone like that. Like, a relationship naturally builds when someone loves you like that. And he didn't expect anything of me either. So I was just the whole time up until right until we found out that we were twin flames, you know, he was kind of just there, just letting me be myself.
That's really sweet.
Yeah.
And you mentioned earlier that Jeff and Julia approached you about this person, being your twin flame. How was that revealed to you, and what feeling do you feel led up to you, I guess, like opening up to having a true twin flame being revealed to you?
How was that revealed to me? It was revealed to me on a Zoom call, I think, with Jeff and Shalia. And we just unpacked it with some cards. My soul sister, like Jason and Chrissy, my soul brother, they had just come into Harmonation beforehand. So that kind of helped me, you know, ground in that. That's what happened with me as well. Yeah, I'm not too clear on the question here.
I guess, like, how, you know, when Jeff and Julia invited you into that Zoom call and they revealed, okay, that person is your twin flame, what was your emotional experience with it, in the sense of, like, did it make sense for you instantly? Did you have something to work through? How was it for you to have this person being revealed as your twin flame?
I was asked to feel into my heart about the relationship. And when I felt into my heart about it, I felt safety. And looking back over the past couple of years and the foundation we'd built together, it made a lot of sense. And it also made a lot of sense because the false twin flame wasn't in my life at all, right? So I felt it. Peace in that space, and there was things to heal, those emotions to release, but I very quickly let go of the false twin flame and moved forward with my twin flame.
And do you feel, before he was revealed to you, was there like a big something big that shifted in your life that you healed through to be open to having a true twin flame be revealed to you?
Yeah, it was just consistency in applying myself to the teachings of union. I was volunteering for the Church of Union. I was watching Twin Flame Ascension School consistently because I was passionate about it and it felt good to me. And because I built that consistency in my life and that foundation, and I felt strong and stable in that space, I feel like that's how such a state could enter my life. Harmony is twin flame union.
I see. So for you, like, and I mean, this is generally applies to everyone, but yeah, at this point, I just want to highlight, I feel like your story really shows how important foundation is to be able to have your twin flame enter your life and have your twin flame in your life. Because if you don't have a foundation, or like your foundation is built on something that sits on something that isn't peace or love, then like you can't have that, like your twin flame in your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a very significant and important piece, is you can't bring your twin flame into an environment that isn't loving you. It's almost impossible to sustain a relationship with your twin flame if you are engaging in an abusive foundation.
Mm-hmm.
But if you choose to uproot and release all abuse from your foundation, and you begin to ground into a foundation of peace,
mm-hmm.
then your twin flame can enter your life and you can begin to build a life together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What would your advice, or like your five top tips be for grounding into a foundation of tips? Maybe two. I'm just saying a number. As many as come up. If you have 10, you can share 10.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I would say when you reveal a relation, be willing to accept it, mm-hmm. whether it's loving or not loving, and take the appropriate actions from that place. Really get to know yourself so you know what to invest into as your foundation. I think that's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
That's two tips.
Yeah,
obviously, yeah. Like Twin Flame Ascension School, mm-hmm. Life Purpose Class. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's okay, we have three.
cool.
So you mentioned that earlier, like, you know, once you it was revealed to you, you recognized that this person was your twin flame, you move forward in the relationship with that knowing. What happened in your relationship once you knew he was your twin flame?
Well, we quickly went deeper into our life purpose work together. So this was in accounting and finance, mm-hmm. and supporting the Church of Union in the finances. And this has kind of been where we've been doing our work and healing still. This is kind of our next level of foundation to heal for our union.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So just kind of to stay in this space, was he already aware of something like twin flames when, you know, you knew he was your twin flame? Or like, did you have to explain the whole concept to him and invite mm-hmm. him into that space?
Mm-hmm. Well, during those 2 years that we were together as friends, he read the book of his mm-hmm. own accord. Like, he saw I was reading the book. Mm-hmm. He read the book. And he, I think he watched like Life Purpose Class, you know, the free episodes. So because it was all that I was doing, I think he had a little bit of an understanding, but mm-hmm. I don't really think he understood at the core what that meant, nor did I, even though I had been like studying it for 2 years.
Yeah.
There's so much to learn, and there's so much to unpack. Learning what it means to have a twin flame and live one life together. So that's something we're still getting clear on together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So was he, when you shared with him that you're twin flames, how was that for him?
Mm-hmm. He was happy. He was happy. Yeah. I think he was attracted to me in mm-hmm. a sense beforehand. And I had given him the cold shoulder in that space because mm-hmm. I was focused on someone else. So, I took him for a walk straight after my call with Jevon Schlier, and this let him know what I had, the information I'd received, that we were twin mm-hmm. flames. And, yeah, we basically just accepted it. And, yeah, I just remember he said he'll try to be the best partner he can be. And we kind of just moved forward from there.
Mm-hmm.
It was quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sounds, yeah, very, very easy, smooth, and flowing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you mentioned that you moved into your partnering in your life purpose really quickly. And I was in your role, like in your volunteering for the Church of Union, where he became the accountant and you supported him. Was finances something you, like, to rephrase that question, what led you to joining him in finances? How did that happen that you ended up in that role there?
I felt from the very start I wanted to be at the center of it because I was the one who had the education and the teachings of Union.
Mm-hmm.
I knew what was, well, I still had a lot to learn, but I knew in my spiritually, you know, what was being asked.
Mm-hmm.
And so I always wanted to be there with him. And I just ended up going there because that's mm-hmm. what I desired. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not sure if you
no, no, absolutely. No, absolutely. More,
yeah.
Oh, good. finances wasn't something that from, again, what I saw in your story that is shared in Life Purpose class that you necessarily expected to be your life purpose. So what was it that ultimately led you to opt for going into finances? Also because it's additional information, you're now studying accounting at university. So you mm-hmm. went all in with getting a financial education and really focusing on this. What was your journey to recognizing that this was your life purpose and this is what you are passionate about?
Mm-hmm. It was, you know, my relationship with God, really.
Mm-hmm.
I just felt that this was, like, what God was asking me to love. When God's asked you to love something, you know to love it, right? And that's what feels best to you because when you love it, you are transformed,
mm-hmm.
right? And when you try to, like, avoid it, it just... you're numbing out. It doesn't feel good.
Mm-hmm.
So basically I just went there because it felt significant. It felt like God was calling me there. And as I went deeper and moved through all of the blocks and the feelings, I was revealed to myself. And, you know, the path beforehand was me being an athlete.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, there's so much similarity between athletics and finances because of the refinement, the sharpness, the precision. So I find it quite significant that, you know, it doesn't matter what you're doing physically. It's just, you know, your soul's design being expressed.
Mm.
The base, I see them as the same thing, athleticism and finances. It just feels the same at the core.
Wow, that's really interesting. I love that. And yeah, I think that's, you know, when it comes to life purpose, what a lot of people get tripped up on, I know I had it at one point that like you focus on what the activity looks on the outside instead of getting clear on what it feels in the inside and what it is you're really, really doing. And I love how you just put that because it really gets down to this core of like, you know, what you're doing really about at the core, what you're expressing, what your soul, how your soul is created to be. And then you can actually express that through pretty much a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, that's the. It's like an intrinsic expression, I guess. Mm. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Who you are?
And yeah. is being an athlete or like sports is something that like is very near to your heart, and that you maybe see yourself going into at one point, or is that like kind of closed for you?
I wouldn't say it's closed. I love athletics too much, but I see how, you know, establishing a foundation through finances is part of my athletic journey because, you know, to reach such heights as an athlete, you really need a foundation and that needs to be laid. Otherwise, you're kind of just like doing athletics at some time and then you're back doing this instead of just being able to like do athletics.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Absolutely. Yeah. One question I have with you for this is also like you were like when it comes to like athleticism, you really went all into exploring that of like this is what God wants from me, this is my life purpose, and Jeff and Shreya actually helped you a lot with this in Life Purpose class to guide you in that direction. And I know there was one class where you were like doubting whether that's for you. And then they were like, no, come on, this is you, go for it. And then your journey kind of took a turn where God then guided you into another direction to go for that first or for now. So my question with that is like, what is your guidance or what you feel you learned when it comes to, you know, being unattached and surrendered where God guides you? In the sense of, because you went all in one area and then God was like, no, okay, let's move over there, not there anymore. So how was it for you to surrender that and go with the new direction?
It's easy for me to surrender something when God asks me to surrender it, because there's no point to holding on to it any longer, because it doesn't speak to your heart anymore in that way. Something new is speaking to your heart. When God reveals something to you, it's not like it's real.
Mm-hmm.
Doing my best to explain this one.
Take your time.
It's kind of like the old has fallen away, right? And this new thing is speaking to you. And it's a gift. You know, you're here to be with God. That's why you're in a twin flame journey. And if you're not listening to God, then why are you here in a sense? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Great answer. Again, I really love how to the point you put things. It's like you say everything there is to say in like three sentences. And it has all this.
It's like part of my design.
Yes. Ooh, that's interesting.
Yeah, I like to, you know, be precise and be potent. So, yeah.
That's really cool. Yeah, that's. It's good to see how, like, with what you shared earlier about how you, you know, the energies you see in finances and athleticism, how that's like, yeah, it's the same. But that's really cool. I'm just having a moment. Oh, wow. Parts that comes together. Right? Very cool. How do you go about discovering your soul design?
That's deep. Listening to Guru. There you go. Your guru presents you your life purpose, I feel, following guru.
Mm-hmm.
And because they lead you to God. Mm-hmm. They lead you to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think it's really that simple. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And to go a bit deeper with that, what does it mean to follow guru?
To listen to their word, to listen to what their heart speaks. Yeah, when you align your heart with theirs through what they're speaking and you release all your resistance to what they're saying, I feel like that's aligning with guru and following guru, you know, coming on with their way of life.
That is deep.
Yeah.
And that's also the secret to harmonious twin flame union.
Right? Yeah, because like your soul design and your purpose and your harmony sheen, all one.
Yeah. How do you feel? Let me just feed into what the question is here. When you go, like, how have you seen your life purpose and going deeper with your life purpose impact your twin flame union and vice versa?
That also feels quite deep. I think it's been very significant for my harmonious twin flame union journey into harmonious twin flame union. As I have dived deeper into my life purpose, as I've claimed deeper, as I've, you know, increased my skills in that area, you know, my inner stability is increasing, my self-confidence is increasing, and I'm beginning to see, you know, the oneness of my twin flame and me. So it's attractive to find a partner who wants the same things as you. So as you get really clear on who you are and apply that in your life purpose work, your twin flame is going to come meet you there.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's just a really juicy thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because you look around and there's no one else that's like that for you but your twin flame. So that thought of someone else kind of just goes away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And how has your twin flame, how has he helped you in recognizing your life purpose?
Yeah, I didn't know how, you know, much he had brought to me beforehand, because he was a graduate accountant. How has he helped me? I guess through healing our relationship, as through being my twin flame, he's helped me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I guess to kind of narrow that down, what I mean with that question is, what was the piece that he brought to your relationship when it comes to life purpose?
What did he bring? Like he, I'm not sure how to answer that.
Do you
mean like what he contributes or
what I mean is more like, because you went into finances once you guys recognized that you are twin flames, and before that, like you didn't know that you were guided into that direction, so like your relationship with him kind of sparked that. Mm-hmm. And so yeah, I'm wondering like how
well, you know, it was a choice we made together to take on the finances because we're one. So, you know, I guess him already having established some kind of foundation and education in that area allowed us to make that choice as one, right? And through that, I was able to continue to go deeper in that area.
Okay.
And getting to clearer on that was actually part of what I wanted to do, and I feel good doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Perfect. And how, what do you feel you guys, or like you in this case, you one, that you are working through at the moment when it comes to your life purpose and your twin flame relationship?
I feel like we are working on like prioritization, getting clear on what is important to us.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that comes with learning what healthy relationships are, learning self-worth, self-value. It really just valuing ourselves as divine children of God. And, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's really just, yeah, getting to know that we are divine. And when we come into that awareness, everything that isn't divine falls away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there's lots to learn and unpack. But, yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're about to near the end of this. So I have one last question for you. And it would be, if you could go back to the very beginning of your journey and give that version of yourself a piece of advice or a message, what would you let her know?
That everything's going to be okay. It's all going to work out. God has it all worked out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Well, Carmel, thank you very much for being here with me today and sharing your story. I really enjoyed listening to you, and I feel like you shared a lot of really just deep things that I know for myself, I'm gonna sit with some of them and explore them a bit, because they were, yeah, as I said a couple of times, I really love how to the point and clear and sharp you put things, but they have such a depth to them. So really enjoyed this.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Dennis. And thanks for giving me the platform to be able to share, you know, my journey and what I've learned so far.
My pleasure. So for everyone who has been listening today, thank you for being here. And I invite all of you to head over to twinflamesuniverse.com, where you can find all of the products that help you to uncover your life purpose and manifest your harmonious twin flame union. We also have a free introduction course over there that you can sign up for. It consists of 8 emails, and it really helps you set up basically like half a strong foundation for your twin flame union, which is also the theme that we've been talking about today, Karma. And I feel that course really does a wonderful job to lay the foundation for your twin flame journey. So yeah, head over to the website and get that. And we will have a new episode up next week. And in the meantime, I wish all of you many blessings on your journey into harmonious union.